Vayter in Shas. We are in Daf Ayin Hey, picking up a brand new parak, the ninth parak, and that is the parak of Hanisrafim. Mazafrin is the eighth parak, and here we go with the ninth parak. Now, we dealt with Skila for a while ago, back on Mem Tes, and then moved on. We spoke about Ben Sora, and now we're in the laws of Sreifa. Ve'elohin and Israfin. Remember, we spoke about Skila, Sreifa, and Chenek. That's according to Chachamim. So there's a machlokas over there, and we're now in the world of continue on with that. And we are saying to Nisrafim, these are the ones that get burned, baby, burned. Rashi says, "Gemara Farshla." I was going to explain it. Haba al Isha Ubita. Someone who has a relationship with a woman and her daughter. Okay, we're going to see that. The Gemara is going to explain. Ubas Kohen Shazinta. And if you have a Bas Kohen who's married, and then she is Mizana, she does Gilei Raos. She going to get burned. Says Rashi, "Kolam v'chein Bas Kohen Shazinta he b'sreifa v'abala." The guy who has tashed with her doesn't get tashed. And she does. It's a special thing about a bas kohen. Yesh b'chal isho bita, bito, bas bito, bito, bas bito, bas bino. They're included in this category of isho bita. When it says that thing that's called isho bita, we have his daughter's daughter, and his son's daughter. Ubas ishto, his wife's daughter. Ubas bita, her daughter's daughter, Ubas Bina, and her son's daughter, Chamoso, his mother-in-law, Ve'em Chamoso, his mother-in-law's mother, Ve'em Chamiv, and his father-in-law's mother. Rashi explains that we start with this statement, Yesh Bichlal Isho Bita, when it says a woman and her daughter, Klomar, Isho Bita Ksiva Behedya, that says, it said explicitly, Kedem HaFarish HaGoran, the Lord's going to say, Va'adahai Isho Bita Hainu Chamoso, this a woman and her daughter, this is talking about her mother-in-law, the Sreifa Ksivo, it's a Sreifa by that, Kedichsev, Es Isha Ves Ima Zimahi, Beish Yisrafu Oso Vesen, Vish Bechlolan Klomer Minayo Yalfinan, we learn from then, Kulu Hanach, because there is Shavakil Klomer, so we're going to learn all of them out from this, not a subcategory, but we learn it from it. And then it goes in to the different cases that we just discussed. When it says Bito Ubas Bito, Ubas Bino, it's talking about a daughter that you have. Not in marriage. Rashi says, "Me'anu saso delav bas ishto." It's not his wife's daughter. Then the chayev alei mishum bas ishto. That's another one. Da'anusa lav ishtohi. Someone who has an intimate relationship with someone who's not, you know, is me'anus her. That's not considered his wife, and therefore it says we're talking about a case over here, a daughter that comes out of that out of marriage. And when it says the daughter of one's, and then it's talking about the daughter of that girl or of that boy, right, that comes out of wedlock. Then when it says Chamoso, his mother-in-law's mother and his father-in-law's mother, this is, the mother-in-law was already said in the beginning of the Mishnah, so we're going to explain why it's said it again over here. So, comes out over here. In total, we got 10 different things that a person gets Sreifa for, right? The 9 different variables and variations of the mother and daughter and that of the Kohen's married daughter. Now, when the Mishnah starts off with the line, it says, the first one, Habal Isha Ubita. What does that mean? Rashi points out already, we're talking about mother-in-law. We'll see what that means. So it starts off by saying, Habal Isha Shenasa Bita Lukatan. It doesn't say one who comes upon a woman, Shenasa Bita, that he was with his Shenasa Bita, that he married her daughter, meaning his mother-in-law straight up. Elabala Isha Bita means someone who comes on a woman and her daughter. That sounds like, in other words, that both of them are actually in Isser over here. And when we talk about here that both of them are Isser, who could that be? It means his mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother. So when it says someone is on a woman and her daughter, it means the woman is the grandmother-in-law and the daughter is the mother-in-law. That's what it means. V'katani, yesh b'chlal isha ubita, m'chlal de tervayu ksive behedya. And it says that there is, a Mishnah then goes on and says that including the category of a woman and her daughter are other things that are similar to it, who there's going to be Sreif also, one who's with a woman and her daughter, that Mechlal de Tevayu Ksiv Behedya, which implies that both of them, both of these ideas of Sreifa are written explicitly in the Torah. V'hanach, and the rest of the things are learned out, Midrasha Asya, they're learned out from a Drasha.
Ha'nichal Abaye, that works well in the world of Abaye. Da'amr mashma'us darshim ikibaynayo. As Rashi says, ha'nichal le Abaye da'amr bepirkin da'ayin vavam ad-beis. And tomorrow's afgabi plukta Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Akiva. The machlok is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. We have a pasuk that says, v'isha shayikach es isha ve'esima. A man who takes as a woman and her mother. Be'ish yisufoso ve'esen. In the fire they shall both burn. Now, eshen, when it says, be'ish yisufoso ve'esen, meaning them, plural, talking about both these women, the wife and the mother. Now, the Torah certainly can't mean that a man who is with his mother-in-law, then his wife is burnt with them. Like the guy's with his mother-in-law, so he gets burnt and the wife gets burnt and the mother-in-law gets burnt and then the wife also gets burnt because she didn't do anything. And she also become usher to her husband because of what happened over here. So nothing happens to her. So when Rabbi Shmuel says, eshen means one of them, i.e. the mother-in-law. That is Rabbi Yishmael. However, Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Akiva says, he says, Eshen is talking about both of them, but he doesn't make clear what them is talking about. Now, that over there in that world, this is Abaye speaking, Abaye and Rav there are arguing for what Rabbi Akiva means. According to Abaye, who's what we're talking about right now, we said, Honichal Abaye, Rabbi Akiva means them to mean the mother-in-law, and her mother, I mean, not the wife, but the mother. So the pasuk is saying that's what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about someone who's with his mother-in-law's mother and one is with his mother-in-law. Rava understands Rabbi Kiva says that what does it mean, them, is referencing to the wife and the mother-in-law, like his pashtus. And the wife isn't killed, but it means that the husband and mother-in-law are not chayiv to burning unless the wife too is there, meaning she's alive when this actually occurs. But if one's with his mother-in-law after the wife has died, then they're not going to be chayiv sreifa, even though there's an iser in that relationship. Kum tochayis, what comes out, we're going to see over there, that according to Abaye, there's no real difference between the way that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva end up coming out lamaisa, but they're disagreeing how do you interpret the pasuk. Or both agree with the din is that being with either one's mother-in-law or with her mother is going to be sreifa. According to Rabbi Akiva, the iser with one's mother-in-law's mother is in the pasuk itself when it says them. And in the world of Rabbi Shmuel, it's got to be learned out through a drasha. According to Rava, there is a legal difference between the two of them. Rabbi Akiva is going to say there's no sreifa for one who's with his mother-in-law after his wife dies. Rabbi Shmuel would say that there is. So, ha'nichal Abaye da'amar mashmo'us darshin ikibayahu, that this is a question of how we understand this, how we darshin it. Masisamani was our mishnah, Rabbi Akiva. Our mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. That is, like we just mentioned, that Rabbi Akiva is saying that he explains that the Torah is talking explicitly to both the mother-in-law and her mother when it says the burning, like in the fire, you're going to burn eshen, mean them. Allah lirava, according to so when the mishnah says a woman and her daughter, which means a mother-in-law and her mother, those are the makor, and the Torah teaches that we learn from there. Allah according to Rabbi Damar Chamoso la'acher misa gubenayu, says the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva is whether or not there's sreifa after with the mother-in-law after the wife dies. Masisamani, who is our mishnah going like? It doesn't sound like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva. So this basically would be a nice stark knocking out of Rava's opinion. Says Gomer Melcha Rava, Tani Habal Isha Shanasabito. You're right, read our mishnah differently. Just say one is with a woman whose daughter he married. Right? He was married to. It says Rashi Dainu Chamoso. Now it's the Ksiva Behedya. Now it means his mother-in-law, which says it explicitly, as Isha Dainu Ishto Ves Ima Dainu Chamoso. His wife, and the other one's talking about his mother-in-law. So look at the next part of the Mishnah. Yesh b'chal isho b'ita chamoso v'im chamoso v'im chamiv, etc. Now, le abaye, according to abaye.
I did the kabay in the Mishnah, v'im chamiv, since I wanted to bring up the father-in-law's mother. Therefore, tani nami chamoso v'im chamoso. It said the mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother along with it, because they're all part of one nice family. L'Rava k'Rava, I did the kabbai l'mistay im chamiv im chamosa, since he wanted to bring in his father-in-law, his mother-in-law, and his mother-in-law's mother-in-law. If he brought along that, Tani Nami Chamosa, he also brought in his mother-in-law. Fragding Amara, Minani Mili. These nine mother and daughter relationships, where do we know them from? That they're going to, the Tani Rabbanim, we learned Tani Braisa. Ish asher yikach is isha v'sima. If a man will take a woman and her mother, right? The pasuk says, "V'isha shayikach zisha v'sima zimahi." Ve'ish yisufel osov esen lo siya zima b'solchem. Only el ish v'ima. I only know a woman and her mother, right? Bas isha, obas bita, obas bina minayin. Where do we know that there's going to be sreifa also in a case with the woman's daughter, her daughter's daughter, and her son's daughter? Right, because says Rashi. No, Rashi didn't say. The Rebbe Pasuk is Ervas Isha Obita Lo Segal Es Bas Bina Ves Bas Bita Lo Kicha Lo Sikach Legal Servasa Sharehina Zimahi. So Nemerkan Zima and Nemerhalan Zima. It says we're Zima over here, right? With one's mother-in-law. It says Zima also with one's wife's daughter or granddaughter. Malhalan Bita Bas Bita Bas Bina. Just like, in that pasuk that we brought up, Ervas Isha Ubita, a woman and his daughter, and her daughter, Lo Segal, is Bas Benav, is Bas Bita, Lo Sikach, is Ervas Isha, just like over there in that case, it's his wife's daughter and daughter's daughter and her son's daughter, Afkan Bita Ubas Bita, Ubas Benav. So to hear also, when the pasuk says, Visha Yikach is Isha is Ima Zimahi, they get burnt. So we're saying we do Sreifa also over here also, as well. Minayin las Zecharim k'Nekevos. Where do we know that the laws of Zecharim are like those of Nekevos? Rashi says that, look, I'm going to first what that means. Nemar kan zima, nemar laholen zima. Ma laholen Zecharim k'Nekevos, av kan Zecharim k'Nekevos. It's like those are men like male and like females, look to males like females. Minayin lasos lamata k'lamala. Now, where do we know? Shem. Not where do we know, Shem, but again, Minayin las is Lamata Mikilamala. How do you compare the two? Because Nemakan Zima Malhol and Zima Malhol and Lamata Kilamala, just like there below is like what's above. Afkan Lamata Lamala. So to over here we have below is like above. Fumakan Lamala Kilamata, just like over here, what's above is like what's below. Aflahon Lamala Lamata. We learn both directions. And Rashi says, the come on first, we're going to explain what this means. What exactly does that mean? If you want to say that it's talking about that the wife's son's daughter, with the wife's daughter's daughter, that's what you're coming to compare. That's not what it's coming to teach you clearly, because they're both learned out from the first part of the Brayse of the Gezeirah Shavah. Right? Both the wife's daughter, both the wife's daughter's daughter and the wife's son's daughter are mentioned in the pasuk to say that we go ahead and we have sreifa because gezeirah shavah zima zima. Therefore, there's no need to learn out the punishment for being with the son's daughter from the punishment of being with the daughter's daughter. Right? Yeah. Period. Ella aim chamiv keim chamoso. Maybe you want to say that what we're talking about over here, we're trying to figure out the source for making the intimate relationship with one's father-in-law's mother, punishing with sreifa just like one's mother-in-law as mother. Hashta aim chamoso lo kamalan. Can't be, because we haven't yet established the arayas being with one's mother-in-law's mother, you get sreifa. Im chaviv meheder Allah. Can we be looking for the source comparing one's father-in-law to her? We don't even know her yet. Beep, turn the page. Ayin hey amar beiz. Amar abay beiz is hachacharim. This is what it means to say when you say make the laws of zacharim like those in the cave. Menayin lasos she'er abba mimenu kesher abba mimenu. Where do we know that you make the din of the case of relatives that come from the husband like the law of the relatives that come from the wife, right? Because the Braisa is talking about husbands as Zecharim and wives as Nekevus, and wants to know the makor for this Sreifa to one who's with one's own descendants, daughter or granddaughter, just like it applies to being with his wife's descendants, her daughter or granddaughter. Namakan Zima, Namalon Zima. And then we had Zima Zima, and we had the Gzeir Shabbat to learn the two of them together.
But the word Zima is not written in reference to his relatives. What we're going to do with that, says Rashi, de mehai kra nafka lan bas bito bas beno me anusaso ervas bas bincha bas bitcha ke de precious la'el obito l'kaman yelofla. But who cries Zima lo ksiv? There's not the word Zima written over there. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Li Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dumi, Ase Heina Heina, Ase Zima Zima. It's learned out from the Gzera Sheva of Heina Heina, and then it's derived off Gzera Sheva of Zima Zima. That is that. The word Zima, yes, not written by one's own granddaughter and daughter, but the word Heina is written there, and that word is connected through Gezer Shav, the same word Heina written in the one's wife's daughter or granddaughter. And just like Heina in the latter thing with the wife thing is talking about Zima, like we said straight up, so too Heina in the former one is also talking about Zima as well. And now that we put Zima, now that we've put this Zima shtickle, applied it to one's own descendants, then Srefa in that case is learned through the Gzeir Shef of Zima Zima from the Srefa that's brought in the one's mother-in-law. Amar Mar, Minayla says the Matla Kamala. Where do we know that you make the one below like the one above? Maila Mata Kilmala. What does that mean, the one below like the one above? Ilmi Bas Bino Bas Bita Kabita. If you want to say, let's talk about the din, that his wife's son's daughter and his wife's daughter's daughter are like the case of his wife's daughter. Can't be, because they're learned together in the first part of the Brisa from Gezira Shava. Must be, then what is it talking about? We're talking about the father-in-law's mother and his mother-in-law's mother, like the law of his mother-in-law. What do you mean that's like below like above? You flip it, that's above like below. Because the cases that we're learning out, the grandmother-in-law, are of an earlier generation than that of a mother-in-law. The Bryce should have said we're making above like below. Not below like below, above. And the Gemara, no problem. Tini, lamalakamato, just switch it around. Yachiv, that's really true. Nemerkan Zima, Venemer Laholan Zima. It says over here the word Zima. It says over there Zima. Right? Umahashta inhi loksiva. If they themselves are not written, the pasuk speaks of either the isser against or the kenas for being with one's grandmother-in-law, Zima the Duk Siva. Can it be that their Zima is written? There's no explicit reference to being with one's grandmother-in-law that the Tana should be able to speak out the word Zima that's that comes up over there. Abai says, oh, this means to say, where do we know that we make the punishment of three generations up like that of three generations down? Just like the punishment is brought relatives below the wife, goes three generations down to the granddaughter, says straight up, still to up three as well. And umaba onesh asalamata kamal, just like in reference to the punishment, the Torah made the relatives below like those above. Zereshava applies to the wife's daughter and granddaughter. The Srefa shtickle over there is brought to the mother. So too, in reference to the warning, the Torah made the relatives above the wife like the relatives that are below the wife. Rav Ashi Amar, a different answer. Really, the Brisa can explain like it says. And we don't have to go and flip around anything. Amai Lamata, what does it mean when it says the Lushan? Lamata means Lamata be'isser. It means Lamata in reference to the intensity of the actual isser being done, but not in reference to the ages of people or stages. Ima hi, aim, ima asura, afku aim, imo asura. If this Gezeir Shava actually works over here, then we should say just like in reference to her, the wife's relatives, the mother of her mother is asur d'oraisa to her husband, afku aim imo asura, so to reference to him, the husband's relatives, the mother of his mother is asur d'oraisa to him. But we know that's not true. The law is that one's own grandmother is only usher to him. Midirabanan. That we learned way back in the Yavamas, those are called Shnios Larayos. Amar Abaye, Amar Kra Imchei. The pasuk says, she is your mother. Mishum Imo Tamachayvo, Yun Tamachayvo, Mishum Eimimo. Which is saying that you hold him accountable. He's Chayev because of his mother, but not because of his mother's mother. For the fact that she is your mother, the word she is your mother there, that's. It's coming as a miut over there. but not another one. Rav Amar, Rav Gimzal, they say, Ben Laman Damar Dun Mina U Mina. Ben Laman Damar Dun Mina V'uki Ba'asra Lo Asya. We have ourselves here a discussion about how we learn out a Gezeira Shava. Is it that does the derived din take on the laws of the context from which it's learned? In other words, dun mina umina, derived from it and from it. Or does the derived law take on the characteristics of the target context, which is expanded to the Gezeira Shava, mean dun mina v'uki be'asra, derived from it, but place in its context, right? So, for example, let's say if Gezeira Shava comparing his relatives to hers is going to come out from that the iser of his mother's mother. What penalty do we give to that derived iser? If we take on dun mina umina, right? If we derive from it and from it, then just like the source iser, meaning the wife's mother's mother, is punishable by sreifa, so to the derived iser, one's mother's mother, is going to be punished by sreifa also. But if we take on dun mina v'oki be'asra, then from it and place it in its own context, then it's only the basic iser that's learned from the source, but the other details of it, meaning what the punishment is going to be, are derived from the similar isurim of what it would be, meaning the prohibition of his own relative. So just like stoning is that for being with one's mother, so too stoning is going to be with one's mother's mother. So bein lemandamar dun mina mina bein lemandamar dun mina voki ba'asya lo asya. The isur of one's grandmother cannot be learned out from the gezera shava, and therefore there's no need for limiting it and saying she is your mother. Laman damar dun mina mina, because someone says you learn from it and you derive from it and from it. Mai im ima asura, afunami im imo asura. That what's going to come out is just like the wife's relatives, the mother of her mother is usher to him. So too, regarding to the husband's relatives, the mother of his mother is usher to him. Umina, and continue to derive from it and say, Mahi b'sreifa, just like the wife's relative, just like her relatives, the husband being with her grandmother is going to be sreifa. Afunami sreifa. So too, in reference to the husband's relatives, his being with the grandmother is going to be also by sreifa. However, Laman damar sreifa chamura, according to one it says that sreifa is chamura, right, and that's from Shimon, because he says a machlokas way back in the Mem Tesma base. That is it skila sreifa, sreifa skila. According to one it says sreifa chamura. He can remember ask a kash on this. Just as the wife's mother's mother is also, so too the husband's mother is going to be husband's mother's mother. Mali he shekin im b'sreifa. How can you compare? What can you compare to her, the wife's relatives, being that the husband's being with her mother is going to be sreifa? Tamar Bahu Shimo Beskila. You want to say then that the same law should apply regarding to him, the husband's relative, being that being with his mother is going to be skila, right? You want to go and learn out the iser of the husband's mother's mother. Who from that of the wife's mother's mother? But you can't do that because the wife's mother is more stringent than the husband's. But for the fact they have different punishments over there. V'od, and furthermore, even if you want to go ahead and say, even if we were to say that it would work, imo b'skila, aim imo b'sreifa, you're going to come out to say that his mother's going to be skila, but the iser from mother's mother is going to be sreifa, which is more chamor. How does it make sense? V'od, and furthermore, we could also learn how to continue to derive from it and say, mahi lo chalak de ba, bein ima le'emima, just like by her, the wife's relatives, you don't make a distinction between her relatives, between her mother and her mother's mother, both of them it's going to be sreifa, then af hunami lo tachluk bo, bein imo le'emimo, you wouldn't make a distinction. Also, the husband's relatives don't make a distinction between those related to him, between his mother and his mother's mother, and therefore both should be skila. Laman damar skila chamura, according to one who says skila is more chamura, that's chachamim, mehai kusha lo nidana. Because of this last kasha, at least this last one, the iser of one's mother's mother cannot be learned out from this Gezerah Shava. Whoa. That's how it wouldn't work if we go Dami Nami Na. Laman Damer Dun Mina Vokiba Asra. That we go and we learn from it, but we Ukiba Asra, we try to figure out whatever Isra is going to be related to that thing. Mahi Ein Ima Asura, just as regarding to her, the wife's relatives. Her mother's mother is going to be Asra to the husband. Afhunami Ein Ima Asura. So to remember from him, the husband's relative, his mother's mother is going to be Asra to him. Vokiba Asra, and then place in its own context that Hasam Hu de Besrefa, it's only there. That of the mother-in-law's mother, that it's going to be Shreifa, Valhacha Beskila, by one's own mother's mother, his own grandmother's going to be stoning, the Ashkacham Ima, just like we find by his own mother. Laman Damer Shreifa Chamura, according to one who says, Shreifa Zomar Chamur, Ikel Mirfa, you can come and you can ask Akasha, beep, turn the page, Ayin. How can you compare this? Her, the wife's relatives, being that the husband's being with her is going to be Sreifa. Can you go and say the same things regarding him? Husband's relatives are going to be stoning? It's going to be Skila? And furthermore, even if you want to say that that would work, who kehi? Then we could say that the Gezeirah Shava teaches that him to her, the husband to the wife, the mahi lo chalakta ba bein bita bitleim ima, just in reference to her, the wife's relatives. You don't make a distinction between her relatives, her daughter, and her mother's mother. The one is going to be Sreifa. Afu lo tachlok bo bein bita leim ima. We should say also by the husband's relatives that don't make a distinction in reference to him between his daughter and his mother's mother. And this relationship with his mother's mother should be the same one as being with his daughter, that would be Sreifa. And according to the one who says that Skila is more Chamur, Mehai Kusha lo nidona. Because of this last difficulty, the Isser of one's mother can't be learned out from the Gezeirah Shava. So, where we're holding now is, we've explained why we don't learn out the Gezeirah Shava comparing him to her, that one's own grandmother is going to be ushered to him. Now the Gemara is going to go to question why we don't learn out another Isser from this Gezeirah Shava, but we're going to leave that, God willing, for next time. We're going to stop over here and wish all you all a great, great day.